That's what I wanted to say, right? That the main idea with the Rambam that is that it's a you need a Maisa, right? You need a Maisa of you need a Maisa to the Chepza, right? You have to be smelling the object. That's what I'm saying is the main machlokes in the Torah and the Rambam. Is it that the object produces a Reach, but the that Reach now is an entity, and the Maisa is to that entity? That's, I think, the way the Torah is learning. Therefore, he doesn't really have a case of Reach Shein Bo Ikar. It's not really a phenomenon. Because as long as you're smelling something, as long as that scent was created to be a scent, then that's the entity itself. Right?
You know, what type of an entity?
Reach. Sense of Reach. I don't know which, the second term? But, that's the smachta. That the Reach is a thing. I mean, just Agav Orcha, Max, you learning your day or something? Reicha Milsa?
Reicha Lav Milsa?
It's a lot cloakers. I don't know why you're so fond of that side.
Oh, that side? Oh.
No, I'm saying, are you learning your day, or are you just happen to hear that?
I know, I was upsock from someone.
Ah, I see.
About a certain thing.
Okay. Well, then that's correct.
Okay.
But Reicha Milsa or Lav Milsa, your day is a separate question. Separate question. Question of this is if it can transfer Tom. Because right. It's not, Tom is not a phenomenon, Tom is not smell. So that's the question. If it goes into, in Yoredeya, it's Ma'acholos Asuros. So if something goes from a taste to a smell and then back into a taste, is it considered a new thing? You know what I'm saying? What do you say? It's the taste of the original source. Now that's the question. Reicha Milsa or Lav Milsa? Meaning, it definitely is a thing. You smell it. And you taste it in the next food. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any issue. But the question is, can you call this a Nesinas Tam of the original object since it was transferred through another medium of Reach? So if Reicha is a Milsa, then you say it's a transfer. Lav Milsa means it's another phenomenon. It's not a thing of Tam. Doesn't mean it's not a thing. It means it's not a thing of Nesinas Tam. Okay, that's my story. But anyway. So that's the Torah. So the Torah is saying, in terms of Reach, Reach is definitely Milsa. Right? You can't say Reach Lav Milsa. So then why is it called Reach? Like saying nothing is nothing. Okay, that's true. You want to say something is nothing. So that's what it doesn't mean. It's Lav Milsa at all. It's Reach, but it means it's not a Milsa of Nesinas Tam. But here it's Reach. So it's not a question. But that's the Torah. So then all of the sugyas have to be understood in the sense of creating. Where's the lady? He's too busy with his Reach over there. But if you're going to say the Torah's way, then what? Then all the questions are going to be questions about producing the entity. That Reach. You have to learn the sugyas in that sense. That Reach, that since the Bria is really the substance, to be Moshabeach on the Reach requires a kvius. The Reach is really an accidental thing in the Bria. But in order to treat it as an entity on its own, it has to be Kavua for Reach. It has to be Koveya the Shem Reach. Otherwise, it's just like the vision of the thing. It's just like its beauty. It's accidental. It's not considered an entity. An entity of Shevach in its own right. It has to be converted into an entity of Shevach in its own right. And that goes by the Koveya. That goes by the Meniach. But we wanted to say, according to the Rambam, a different idea that it requires that really, really, it's going back to the Chefza, really making the bracha on the entity, on the Bria, the Atzei B'Samen, and the Isvei B'Samen, whatever it may be. The only thing is that Reach is a way to relate back to the entity. Reach is a Maisa, is a way to do a Maisa to the entity. It's a form of Tashmish with the thing. You're using it not for Achila, but you're using it for smell. That's why he holds, if there's no Iker, you can't make a Bruch at all. Right? That's why you hold the Reach, Shehein Lo Iker. You can't make the bracha, because you're not making the bracha on the smell, you're not making the bracha on the phenomenon of the smell, the bracha is going back to the object. But reach is a way to be mitztarif to the object. You can be mitztarif to the object through a tanoas ochel, and you can be mitztarif through a tanoas reach. But it's only a tzir effect to the entity. So if there's no wicker, there's nothing to make the bracha on. And that's what we wanted to say, is the way the Rambam is learning those exceptions. That in order for your smelling of it to be considered a tashmish with the object, it has to be a continuation of the production of the reah. In other words, you have to really be that somebody is, that the reah is being produced. It's being produced as a reach, then only if it's being produced as a reach is it valid to say that that's, I'm being mishtamish with the chetza through its reach. But if somebody puts it somebody uses it for to fragrance their clothing or for other purposes, then they're not being koveya this object as an object of reach. Now, in order to relate back to the object through one of its qualities, that object has to be kavua for that quality. Otherwise, it's just accidental. You can't relate back to it. So the one the meiniach is the koveya. He's defining it. If he defines this as an entity of reach, then that is its tashmish. Then that becomes its tashmish. Reach becomes one of its tashmishim, as opposed to just an accidental thing.
As opposed to just a kisa where.
So those are that's the way the Rambam is going to learn. Those are the cases that they are not being. It lacks in the kvias of reach not to produce the entity like the Torah says, but you're not mishtamesh with it as a reach, as a source of reach. So therefore, the one who smells it, he's not considered to be accessing the object in an essential way. But it's going back to the object. That's why we said that nafkamina would be the reach of a besomim of an erva. Right? Because according to the Torah doesn't have that case. He only has Isuri Hanon. Because since it's a question of being koveya the reach, so Isra no, you say there's no way to be koveya, because it's not capable of being defined. It's usher in all tashmish. But the reach of a perfume of an erva, that is kavua as a smell. That's why the person puts it on. So you couldn't. Maybe you'll say you can't make a bracha because it's an iser, separately like eating machol suus. But that's macholus around in the rabbit. But it's not that it's not a reach tov. It's not that it's not an entity of reach. It is an entity of reach. That's why she puts it on. But the Rambam is learning that it's that the besamim of the erva is also excluded from the category. Why? Because since you need a maisa to be a maisa of tashmish to go back to the chefza, to go back to the entity, if that tashmish is usher to you, then you cannot. Then to you, there's no tashmish over here. Okay. There is no tashmish of this object for this purpose for you.
Isn't the tashmish just smelling?
Tashmish is the smelling.
You're allowed to smell it.
No, you're not. Because you're not allowed to smell the perfume of an erva. Oh. So, in terms of Maisa, now in terms of defining the entity, that's objective. That's the tour. Tour doesn't have this idea of the perfume of the erva. But in terms of, and that has to be for everybody, but in terms of the Maisa, you can say, for me it's a Maisa that's unavailable, for you it's a Maisa that is available. So, it's not definable to me. It's not definable to me through the Maisa. It's just not, it's inaccessible. But, that's what I think in the Rambam. That's what I think in the Rambam. But the point is, though, that you don't have to do the whole... Yeah, go ahead.
What is it about Re'ah that everyone seems to agree has to have some infusion of Das? Like, I mean, other items, you just turn them into something else, and then that's the form. But why over here do we keep, like... I mean, like, we're not even the Tor, right, who seems to be saying that this is, like, a whole new state, he still says that there's some infusion of Das at the beginning.
Right. I think it's because it's not an essential, it's an accidental entity.
But
you don't make a bracha on just an accidental entity. It has to be, you have to relate to it as an ikar. To make a bracha on it, you have to relate to it as a substance.
But then shouldn't there also be like another sort of halacha about making a bracha for using these things for a pleasing sight?
Yeah, so that's the thing. That really, you're right. Reach and sight, they're in the same categories. Only because of this pasuk of Kol Neshama Tal Elka that we include Reach. That's the only reason.
Oh.
So once we include it, we have to now try to convert it into like a substance, according to the Tor.
So we
go back to the original substance, according to the Rambam.
So like in truth, really, this is like a weak setup, which is why we need
Correct.
The infusion of
exactly,
dust to
exactly.
give it any legitimacy.
Exactly right. Yes, right. Gabi.
If you walk by someone smoking a pipe and you smell like the tobacco, would you make a breath on that?
It would seem not.
He's not going to pay it for a rap.
Yeah.
Right. It would seem like the guy who's smoking up his kalim. I mean, at best, he's not doing it for any reason. Unless you say part of the hanah of smoking is to smell it. I mean, it's a question of what the guy's kavan is when he's smoking that, when he smokes up the room. Does he enjoy smelling it too?
But I mean...
I mean, you can have two purposes. That's what the Gemara says. You can have two purposes. Like, that's the chenveni. He puts out the spices to sell. That's what the Gemara says. Oh, he's not putting it out for fragrance. He's putting it out to sell. So the Gemara says, no. Since he wants to increase his sales, he knows that if somebody smells it, they'll be more likely to buy it first. It'll be more likely to buy. So it's a come on, right? What do you call it? It's part of his advertising. So he wants them to smell it too. It's true he's not putting it out for that reason because he's really putting it out to smell. But you can have two purposes. You can have two purposes. So it would seem that would be the question. I guess Mustafa people who smoke like the smell too, right? They like to. I guess it depends on the tobacco, right? The truth is, the ones that smell really good don't taste anything like they smell.
No.
Right? As a matter of fact, they taste probably worse than the naturals that don't smell. So, when the stop of a guy is smoking that kind of stuff, he wants the smell in the room. But,
according to the tour, like, if you have, like, a smell on your hand, like, you have the sum in your hand and now
it's gone.
You still make the bracha if you just smell your hand?
The tour would hold... No. I don't know if the Torah would say that, because that was... I don't know if the Torah would say that. That's a good question.
What about, like, clothes?
Yeah, it might be
different.
Because
clothes,
that's not why you did it. Because
there, he did the smoke as a key in the clothes, and that was a recognized thing, but here...
Yeah, I don't know if the Torah... Because the Torah has a case earlier. We didn't do that case with the Shemen, that if you put stuff in Shemen and then you take them all out, he's mesupik if you make a bracha on the remaining smell in the Shemen. But that's because it wasn't intended for that type of a thing. Let's say you take a hadas, take an esrog, and then there's a residual oil on your hand, there's a residual smell on your hand. So the Ram would definitely say it's a reach shein bo'ikar. But the Tor doesn't hold from reach shein bo'ikar. The only thing is the Tor only holds from it only holds when it's that's the purpose of what you did it for, like the kalim. But here it's just accidental, and that's not the main. That would be like you're holding it. It's only on your hand because you wanted to make the reich somewhere else. That would be like the mugmar, it would seem. You know what I'm saying?
What about cologne though? Cologne you spray on the skin, right?
To see what it smells like.
Not to see what
cologne,
it smells like.
Cologne, it would seem
wear.
Like it's. Well, is it natural? I mean, it's natural. It would seem that is like.
What
are those? It's just chemicals.
It's chemicals, but I mean.
A lot of those are just chemicals.
But it's prime smelling is when it's on your hand. You don't really.
I don't like so.
What?
Why not?
It's not a bria. I mean.
There's never any natural, so it has to have a natural ingredient.
It would seem so.
Or you'd have natural
cologne. Or you'd need any of
those. What's unnatural about a chemical?
The alcohol is usually.
No, but the alcohol is just the carrying.
That's not
a
smell.
What's unnatural about the chemicals? The chemicals are.
They're created in the lab. I don't know.
Right, I know, but they're created from natural objects. You
can't say that is part of the bria. You can't say borei mine b'samin.
Like essence of smell.
I don't think
smell.
You can say borei mine b'samin on a thing that's not any natural smell at all.
The smell itself is manufactured. It's just
But what would be? I mean, I guess the I don't know what kind of case that would be. They infuse the that would be like the shaman, I guess.
If they were to actually use natural things.
That's what they used to have. They used to have shaman, and they would smear the shaman on themselves. The shaman would be would have fragrance for us. It's a machlokas over there. It's a machlokas. But anyway. There's a smell in the air. Somebody have a? No. Anyway. I'll take a break for 1 second, but I wanted to get back to one other point. Let's see. What would be that case? It'd be like this. Smell it? No.
It's rip it down, huh?
It's a gum.
It's got a little taste.
Shemen shebosnu, kamo shemen hamishcha. Right? I mean, I guess that would be like a perfume. Shemen that was spiced, like shemen hamishcha. Right? They infused it with spice. Shenosan bo besomim, kideshi ariach hashemen. Gordon mayim v'shar mashkin, shenosan bo besomim.
But that's still from a spice, anyway.
Yeah, that's what a perfume is. They put flowers, they have different things.
Yeah, they use
good perfumes have the original.
More, that's not what they use.
Well, then there's no question. But,
supplements that he's working at the food factory. That's all kind
of. Who?
Our old teacher.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Im be'atzei besomim, vorech, borei atzei besomim. Vim be'isvei besomim, vorech, borei isvei besomim. Vim ayu bo eitzim. But that's all if the thing is in there. It's an interesting case. That's all if the spices are still in the oil.
Wait, what determines the different brachos?
The source, the different type of spice. Okay.
What are those rules?
That one I can't deal with them. But if it's atim, if it's eitz, it's atim b'sam. Esev, it's isvei b'sam. And if it's both, then it's mine b'samim. Vim sinenu v'hotzi mimenu abesamim. Now let's say you strain it out. Right? Then he says, what? Yesham shavach bori shemen orev. Right? V'yesham shen varchal of klal. Davi reich shen lavikra. Kevin shapos shafeku nochon lizor mil hariach bo. Another one of those cases.
But when you put on perfume or like the shemen, it's never in the shemen when it's on you, and that's the only time you see the bracha.
He's not saying on you. You're right. He's saying they made the oil to smell.
But you say that according to the.
I mean, the Mishnah Berurah says if there's absolutely nothing in there at all, then you don't. Then you definitely don't make a bracha.
Well, yeah, because that's just shemen, isn't it?
I mean, you can't say shemen ariv on water. I mean, even in this case, it's shemen ariv. It's
Are you saying that even though it's true according to the Torah that you make a bracha on a reyach, she'en lo ikur, it still has to be that where it is.
This is a big kasha. All the achronim ask this question on the Torah. How come over here he paskins that you don't make a bracha on the shemen, and over there he says shemen shein, he says reach shein liquor, it doesn't make sense. The Beis Yosef has a question, Dr. Moshe has a question. There are a lot of different ways to answer that question. But they recognize it as some sort of a steer in the Torah. But what else he has? Also he has like, what do they use in the Psalmim for the Havdalah over here?
Cloves.
Cloves?
Cloves.
You used to have like these fancy stuff.
In Yeshiva?
Yeah. You used to have the
potpourri.
There, no, there was a bottle of
rose
water.
Rose water.
Eau de rose. I've seen that stuff.
What is it?
Rose water.
What is
it? So he has a mei haveret.
The essence of rose.
That's mei haveret.
You actually put rose in it.
Yes. Right. Mei haveret.
It's used in cooking.
The al halavona. The hamatstiki. Yossi Ben Borei Atze B'Samen. But it's a machlokas. Big machlokas.
There are no actual roses in there, are there?
Doesn't know. There's rose. It is some essence of rose, though. He's right.
I think they just soak a bit.
So why is it different than B'Samen Shabismu? Right? Yeah, I didn't really want to get into all these. It's very hard to get into that. All these machlokas in about what type of a fruit, what do you call an ace? Is it the same definition as ace as in peros? Is it a different definition of ace? A lot of details. This is exactly the type of sugi that everybody's going to get totally bored of. Go through a lot of achronim, a lot of shitas, nobody's going to be happy. So I tried to take the more interesting route, the more basic and theoretical route, more fundamental. But anyway, so getting back to the so now I'll propose a pshat in the Gemara based on the Rambam, based on the understanding that we have now of the Rambam. The Gemara says Omalei Rabbi Zeira LaRava Bar Yirmiyah, right? By when do you make the bracha? Al HaReach Mishatala Timraso. Right? So he says, when do you make a bracha on the Mugmar? When the smoke rises. Right? So he says, V'halo Ko'arach. Says, how do you make the bracha on the smoke? How do you make the bracha when the smoke rises? You haven't smelled it yet. You aren't a nana yet. Correct? So the problem is, but it's a general halacha. You always make a bracha before the anah. And that's basically his answer. He says, "L'taymecha motzi lechem min aretz demavarech v'alo ochal." So according to you, how do you make a motzi? You didn't eat yet, right? "Eladaiti lemechal." So the das is to eat. "Alchanami daiti laruchi." Here too, the das is to smell, to be a nana. So what's the shakla v'tarya? We had a hard time defining this, right? What's the shakla v'tarya? But I based on what I'm saying in the Rambam, I'll offer a possibility. But it's a possibility. Maybe saying like this, that Rabbi Zeira's first question is Rabbi Zeira's questioned by all brachos on Reach, or is there something about Mugmar that disturbed him? Right, it's a question a lot of Acharon ask. So I think it's Mugmar. And I think what his question was like this. That since the bracha on Reach is really needs a maisa of producing the Reach, right? It really goes back. There really is a maisa of being koveya the Reach first, defining the entity as an entity of Reach, and then your personal enjoyment is mitzdarev to that, is like a hashlama of that, like a completion of that maisa, right? So his question was that by the mugmar, the problem with mugmar is that that the Maisa really, by a pri or any other thing, you could say, it's just the fact that you're meniach it, or the fact that it's bedaito, it's kavua. So then I can always say, I'm going back to that original Maisa. And it's like my Maisa, it's like I can go back to that original Maisa. That Maisa is still present. I can sort of reenact that Maisa on my own, through my smelling.
Which Maisa is it?
Of being Meiniach, of being Koveh, the thing for Reach. But the Mugmar presents a different problem, because it really requires a Maisa of converting it into a Reach. You understand? The other things don't require a Maisa to convert them into Reach. It just has to be Kavua as Reach. But the Mugmar, by making the smoke, that really converts it into a reach. So that's a different type of a maisa. That's a real maisa of totsa. I mean, that's like a production. So that he thought, he said, okay, buy a regular reach, you don't have a problem, because the maisa is still available. But this maisa is over. If you're going to say you have to wait until the smoke is already up, right, then there's no more Maisa. Then the Maisa is gone. The Maisa is over. Now the only thing you can do is actually smell. Now you have to really be a nena. In other words, there's no way anymore to say that I'm like the Meiniach too. That my smelling it makes me like the Meiniach.
Why is it how to sing the bracha after you've smelled it already help that?
So then there's no other choice. So then in this case he would say it doesn't go by mice at all. You just have to go by it have to be a different system over here. Just the fact that you're a nana.
Why isn't it just as good as the other case though? Because I mean, just sort of like over there the mice is just go ahead and smell it.
No, that's not the mice. See, that's what I'm trying to say. The mice is not to go ahead and smell it. The Maisa is really being koveyayit as a reach. That's why if I put this, if I'm koveyayit not for a reach, then you're smelling it as nothing.
What's the Maisa thing?
In other words, the point of view is like this. I'm trying to sort it out as I'm saying it over here. I think the problem is like this: that all the other things, the hefta is existent, right? The hefta is there. The pri is in your hand, right? So I can say that by being meiriach, by smelling the object, that's like going back to the pri. That's going back to the kvius in the pri. Okay. Right. That's going back to the kvius and the pri. But by the mugmar, it's the eitz is being consumed, and now I have a new thing of the smoke. Right, the smoke is really what I'm smelling, and the smoke is that of the tree which was consumed by the fire. So it presents if you're going to learn like the Rambam. That when you make a bracha on the reach, you're going back to the chefza. Mugmar is a difficult problem, because you're destroying the chefza to get the smell. Right? The object is being destroyed to get the smell. So now there's no the object's not there anymore.
But you can't call it a shima. You can't call it a shimish of that if it's not there. You mean.
Right.
So then even if you make the bracha before he lights it up, then it's still going to lack as being a tashmish of the entity because it's being consumed. Like, I don't see why would Rebbe Zera say that that's...
What?
Why would Rebbe Zera say that that's any better to make the bracha before you light it?
Oh, because no, it's if you're going to say... So I could say the tashmish starts when I light it. Right? If you're going to make the bracha... I don't know if he's saying you should make the bracha.
Yeah, he doesn't say. He said you're going to smell it.
But that is the chiddush of this. That's the chiddush of. But that is the chiddush. Why is there? That's how the Rambam says it. You don't make it earlier. Why? Because since reach is really mishtamesh with the object as a reach, right? So you might say over here by the mugmar, since it requires a maisa to the cheftza to make it into the reach, that's really the beginning of the tashmish. That's the beginning. You have no choice but to make the bracha now. Because that's the only opportunity you have. This is where the object is being over here. The object itself is being converted into a reach, and the question is, once, so you might say that what? You might say that what? That you have to make the bracha when you're being mishtamesh with the object as a reach. When you're creating the reach.
But
one second.
That's just the way you're applying it to the Gemara, like, leads me to believe that I misunderstood the way you were explaining it in the Rambam.
One second. Yeah.
Also, the way that we did it in all the other cases, we still didn't say it before the maisa. We did it before the smelling, relating back to that maisa. It seems like you're saying now that the maisa, which we're trying to relate back to, we can't relate back to.
Correct.
Before we smell it.
I guess what I'm trying to say is like this. That in all the other cases of reach, it was Rabbi Zeira had a misconception. Okay, he had a misconception over here, and he thought like this that since the bracha by reach is really going back to the object, right? When you mevarich on the reach, you really mevarich back to the cheftza, right? He thought that the smelling, when you smell it, okay, that is like your, that is the maisa, in other words, let me try one more time. Let's say one guy puts down the reach. He's koveya the reach. He's koveya this as a reach, right? Someone's koveya this as a reach. Now, when I go back and I smell it, it's like I am also being koveya as a reach. Let's say that. Let's say something like that. Okay? In other words, it's like I am going and I am redoing the kvias. Since it's kavu as a reach, it's now that is a proper tashmish of the object. But when I go and I smell it, I am also going back and treating it as a reach. You understand? It's like I am going back to the beginning of the process as well. By my engaging in the reach, okay, it's like I am going. I can go. That itself is like the mice of being koveya the reach. Okay.
Why does it have to be like you're going back once he's koveyed? So now you're being.
Because I'm trying to understand this Gemara over here. So now Rabbi Zeira says, by Mugma, you're not going to be able to have that.
Because it's destroyed.
Because you can't go. When you smell it, you can't say it's like I'm going back and lighting the thing. You understand? That you can't say. You could say it's like I'm going back and being koveya the thing. If the maisa, if the original maisa was just das and kvias, right? So then you could say that when I smell it, it's like I'm doing the full maisa. In other words, the essence of what I'm saying is that there's a maisa to the object of producing the smell. That reach is a maisa that has two parts, right? It's producing the, it's being koveya the thing as a smell, and then smelling it. There are two parts to reach. One is koveya, being koveya the object as a reach, and then the other one is actually smelling it. By food, you don't have that. It's all made as an ochel. Now you just have to eat it. But by reach, you have to actually koveya it as a reach. But that's part of your maisa, okay? That's part of the maisa of reach. So that is good by all the other reichos. You can say that the one who is smelling it, it's like he's coming back and going to the beginning of the process. Of course, it's all biyado. Right now, it's biyado to be koveya this. So since it's biyado right now to be koveya this, we could say it's like he is going back and being taking over the whole process to himself. Right? But by mugba you can't say that, because this guy lit the fire, and you can't say my smelling it is like lighting it on fire. You can say my smelling it is like being koveya it.
The mice is over.
But the mice, but this is a real mice. You can't say the smelling it is like lighting it on fire. You understand? So therefore he held, it would have to be not a bracha on maisa. It would have to be a bracha purely on ana. There's no way that your maisa of being meiriach can be a recreation of the maisa kvias. Because here it's not a maisa kvias, it's a maisa srefa. And that's not possible to say that being meiriach is like you're being sorek the thing. I mean, right? So therefore he held that this must be a bracha just on Hana. Which you'd have to say after. Because that's the whole problem with the thing. The whole problem is you need a, where's the mice over here to say the bracha on? So that's what he answered to him. He said to him, you have to differentiate between two different types of mice. You have to differentiate between the mice of producing the thing and the maisa of engaging the thing. It's true in terms of being koveya it as a reach, that requires a maisa. But that's not the maisa that you make the bracha on. The maisa you make the bracha on is the maisa to engage it. So even though you can't go back with your smelling to be koveya the original reach, but it's just like lechem. Hamotzi lechem in arts. That's a bracha that describes the whole process of production. But yet, you don't make the bracha. You don't say, well, since I'm not being motzi the lechem right now, I can't say hamotzi lechem in arts. That's another question that Chorim asks. Why is he answering with hamotzi? I don't think that's a question, personally, because that's the highest form. But this is a little bit like a drush. But you could say that is part of his answer. He says, no, hamotzi lechem in arts is also a bracha that refers to a process of production. And you don't say, you want to say something? And you don't say that since the process is done, you can't be a mevorich. Why? Because there's two things. There's the process that makes it possible, and then there's the point that you engage it. The bracha is not, that was what Rabbi Zera thought. He thought, but the bracha by reach goes back to like the maisa of kvias. That's a possible svara when you take an apple or an esrog. But when you take the mugmar, it's not possible. Right? And he answered them, no. It goes by the maisa of being the nene. That's what the bracha goes on. Although it's true that it requires a maisa to make for the rea, for you to be meiriach now, but it also required a whole process for you to have lechem now. But when do you make the bracha? When you're a nene. So you have to differentiate between the requirement of maisa in terms of being able to do the thing, in terms of making it, in terms of relating back to the object, and the maisa in terms of the bracha. Yeah.
So then Rabbi Zera would maintain that if you used mugmar for a besa kisei, you would make a bracha before you were a mevarach, because it wouldn't matter what the maisa was, what the original thing was. Because the meaning...
No. He still agrees that you need a production to make the thing... You mean how could he? It's a good question. You mean how could he?
Meaning that seems to, in the case of a mugmar,
take
away all
say,
the.
He would seem to say that he would say that there's two ways you can relate to the back to the object, but you still need there to have been a production of the reach to be. You still have to be koveya. This is a reach to relate back to the object. The only thing is he held a different type of a bracha now. It's not a bracha on the maisa of making it into the reach. It's not a bracha that relates back to the maisa. But it's a bracha on the nana. Let me just read you one thing over here. Listen to the tzlach. Okay, the tzlach. I'm sure you've all heard of the tzlach.
No, we haven't. Who is he?
The tzlach, he's the it's a big Achron.
Cousin of the
tzlach. What's that? The cousin
of the tzlach.
No.
Six.
Yeah, that's pretty
good.
Cool.
What? Yeah, he's the author of the Noda B'Yehuda. You've heard of that, right?
It's a tzlach.
Landau.
He's the one who said that the shiurim are doubled, right?
Shiurim.
That the chickens got small.
The chickens? Oh, the chickens' eggs.
Really? That's his shita.
Yeah, the Mishnah wrote the whole thing on that the shiurim. Anyway, so listen to what he says. He says like this. Tell me if you think if we're saying a similar idea or not. He says havad. He says v'halo kora, right? He says, "Havadai sherebi zera yoda shekol birkas anenin kachi kodem hachila vashsia." So he says, "Of course, Rebbe Zera knows that all birkas anenin go before achila and shasia. Not like Rebbe Zera thought you always make brachas after the right." Got it?
Got it.
Of course, he knew all birkas anenin go before the maisa by achila and shasia. The beinon she the emil yimali pi kol tiyosecha ella dilaf. He only asks the question on reach, right? He's not stam and I'm arts of it. He doesn't know when you make a bracha on birkas anenin. He knows, of course, but he only had a question on reach. Okay, so why did he only have a question on the reach? She says because achila is different. You could say you can't make the bracha when your mouth is full. That's the drush over there. Ella de lefizeh, but there's no issa to make a bracha when you're smelling. But ella lefizeh ha'yelo lishol al kol birkas areach. Why didn't he ask a question on all birkas areach? Right? Ulefia nira lo shol rak al reach shol mugmar. For some reason, he's only asking a question on mugmar. V'chein pirish Rashi al areach shol mugmar. Rashi says v'chein chazinan shomar mishetala timroso. Ulechein nir la nias daiti de kol abrachos hu mavarech birkas anenin b'shoash enotel hadavar biyodo. Saying all birkas anenin, when do you make the bracha? When you take the object, right? Aval hamugmar munach al hashulchan. The mugmar is sitting on the table. V'hamavarech eino ochzo biyodo. He never takes it. V'gam adayin lo iriach bo, and he didn't smell it. So he's trying, right? He's saying it's lacking maisa. That's what he's saying. Not exactly the same thing I'm saying, but he's saying Rebbe Zera was looking for the maisa. He says, buy birkas anen, buy all achil and shesia. It's obvious. There's always a maisa before the bracha. And by other reach, there's a maisa too. You take the object. But the mugmar is just coming up. It's just coming up. That's what was bothering him. Where's the maisa? It's like our first saw, right?
Said, well, it sounds like our first saw.
It is different than what I was saying.
Because
Rabbi Yirmiya Omar Lo Shafilu b'mugmar mevarach tekef mishatal timraso. Mihikshel Rabbi Zeir v'halo ko'orach. V'al zeh yeshiva Rabbi Yirmiya kevin desvir loch shekodem she'orach lo shayach bracha. If you really hold, there's no bracha before you smell it. Shadayin lo nene, because you weren't a nene. Imkin hamotzi gamkin. V'chi al ha'achiza mevarech. And if you're going to make a bracha on the taking of the thing, harei al ha'achila mevarech. V'halo ochal. I'm saying v'chi al ha'achila mevarech. You're not making a bracha on the achiza. Harei al ha'achila mevarech. V'halo ochal. So what was the answer to Rabbi Zera? He says that what you're going to say, that you can't make a bracha until you're a nana, that's not true. Because hamotzi too. You're not making a bracha on the achiza, it's not a bracha that I'm grabbing matzah, that's not that I'm grabbing the bread, that's not the bracha. So you see that what? That even though the bracha is on the achila, you can make it. The achiza, I guess he's saying, is just what does the Gemara say? Daito le'achol. Now apparently that's the way he's defining the machlokes over here. Now Rabbi Zera thought you need a maisa. And he's saying no, the maisa is just daito le'achol. So you can have daito le'achol. You don't need specifically a maisa. Before the you don't need a maisa to be koveya. You don't need a maisa before. But that's what. But as I'm showing you from him though, he's saying it is only on the Tim Rosso. It is only on the Mugma case. He's not learning there's anything special about the Amotzi though. Let me just read one more thing here. He has another interesting point. The Gemara says, how do you make a bracha on the Reach? So he says it's definitely an Asmachta. Right? Because there's no bracha midaraisa except for Birkas HaMazon and according to some Alamicha. But definitely the other ones are Derabanan. So he says like this. Now he's a good question. He says, "Ukvar amarnu bereish pirkin shesvarahu she'asur lehanos milam zebul bracha." We already said in the beginning of the parak that it's a svara that you're not allowed to be nene from olam hazeh without a bracha, right? Vim kain ga shigam me riach nene mimenu. So smelling is also hana. So why would you say that smelling is different? That you need a pasuk to tell you that it's that you need a bracha, right? V'nir mishum debereish pirkin shaninu tana rabbanon asur l'adam sheyene me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha v'chol hanene me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha mo'al. So the Gemara says it's like me'ila if you're nene. Ayin sham, v'rei kaimolon dekol umara v'reach ein bohem mishum ila. But halachically, if you smell kachim or you enjoy the sight of kachim or you what do you want?
I think you can follow the halachas of mila.
Or you or if you hear the kol kachim.
Because you're just smelling, not just wanting.
There's no mila. Lekach sholu minayin semevorchin ala reach. Shehaya makom lomar kevin shafilu bekodesh shemayim mamish ein bahem miilam min haTorah rak isur drabanan lo tiknu bracha. So that's what he's saying, that the Gemara was saying since it's an isur, it's like an isur miila, but there's no miila midaraisa on smelling something. So maybe you'd say they didn't make a bracha, they weren't misaken a bracha.
I mean, say you could smell korbanos lachatchiler, it's usur, just not miila.
Same midarabanan, it's usur, but it's not miila. Al ze v'komash v'lon asmachta mikra dekol neshama. Shigam ze tiknu bracha. Shigam bize tiknu bracha.
What's that happening?
But it's just an asmachta.
Well, he's saying all brachas is a. There's no pasuk that tells you to make a bracha. That's what the Gemara concluded, except for Birkas HaMazon. But it's a good question, meaning say, but
the pasuk doesn't teach you it. The Rabbanan, they said it. Exactly.
Well, he's saying in terms of the takana, but you're asking in terms of the svara. I mean, would it fall under the svara? Would it fall under the svara? Because the svara really is more powerful than the takana, right? The svara exists even without the takana. That's an interesting question. I mean, would you say al pi svara that you can't smell something with that? That there'd be an issue to smell something.
Isn't the whole thing we're saying part of the act of setting?
I mean, isn't it part of the making a bracha is setting it up for yourself as a smell, right? I mean, that wouldn't be right with a carbon, because it's more than just a statement of your personal benefit. Isn't that the whole thing we're just saying that beforehand there's a whole process of being koveya it as
right.
an object for you
right,
and.
Right. Right. But he's saying, well, that's the way they were misaking it. But he's saying. The reason why they had to ask a question about it is because it's not an automatic thing. Because since it doesn't exist by kudshim, it's not automatically a me'ila. It's not an iser nene. Interesting thing. Yeah, what are you saying, Michael?
Well, I was saying that though it is a hana, you can't necessarily halachify it. Like, there are other hanas that you can gain from the zone that you can't necessarily make
right.
a halacha around. meaning for achila, fine, they have the brachas and then they set it up. But even here, you see, they can't just set it up that you make a bracha and you smell. They need to do this whole das thing,
right,
to set up the... I mean, the question, I think, has merit because it's
well,
not so clear that
up.
You can halachically formulate the svar.
Well, however you can set it up, the question is still, could you have it from the svar?
I'm saying the svar allows for everything.
Right.
But halachically, that it's limited to whatever we can...
Yeah, see, there's another chilek by bracha on reach. There's no bracha achron on reach. There's no bracha achron on reach. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah says, the lo tiknu bracha achron on rak b'achilash siyav, lo b'reach, sheha no mu'etesi.
Mu'etes?
It's small. Okay. That's from Rashi. Now he's like this. Kosuwa poskim. Pasu a poskim, he says. Are you? No, I'm sorry. He says, "Od nisbar be poskim, the dafka ariach tiknu chacham bracha, v'lo akol, that's long b'shamei akol noim." So there's only there's no bracha on hearing a pleasant sound. She'ein bo mamish, that has no mamish. I don't know what kind of sound you make a bracha. What kind of sound did you make a bracha? I mean, you make a bracha
wind chimes?
But, wind chimes. The sound of the wind rustling through the leaves.
Yeah.
Thunder? Thunder, yeah.
But these aren't brachas on nen. They're not nenin. So you're talking about brachas on nen. I mean, what kind of a pleasant sound? I don't know. There's no bracha on washing. Ukidoma. Mishum dein nichnosin leguf. So he wants to say, Reach is the only other thing that there is a substance and it does go into the guf.
With interesting music.
Rechitza is a substance but it doesn't go into the guf.
Cool.
Wind is not a substance.
And there's no substance for music either. I guess for the sound waves.
Sound waves. No, that's just energy. Yeah.
What's all the saying before about the mugma? The mugma, you said you can't get back to the original because it's gone.
Can't get back to the maisa. I changed what I was saying originally. So you can't get back to the maisa.
Okay, because it's gone, right?
Because the maisa is not something that you can do now. You
can't claim to have lit it.
You can't claim to have lit it. You can say it's like I'm koveyed again. You can't say it's like I lit it again.
How about the regular, as opposed to the other rupos?
But as the other recha, you could say it's like I am koveyed as a smell. Whereas when I take the hadas and I smell it, it's like I'm saying this is an entity of smell. But by the mugma it required more. It required an actual combustion. Can't
so
say it's like I.
The hadas is saying you have it in front of you.
You have it in front of you, and you can do everything that the original guy did in your mind. It was just a mental phenomenon of kavias. You could do that all right now. But you can't go and relight it. Right? Okay, something to think about. Something to think about. Something to think about. I mean, the tour, we have to learn it the other way, I guess. The way...
That we learned
originally. So what are we doing now? Everybody's excited about Shabbos?
Yeah.
I'm excited. So listen. Do this also while you're at it over there. In the parish for Shnayas on the Mishnah.
Flock?
Parish for Shnayas on the Mishnah. Well, it's going to be hard for you to remember. It's going to be hard for you to remember what I'm saying.
Oh.
It's got a gigantic pair of shine.
You've got a pen.
What? That's all on the first mission. So it starts with the Rambam says...
What are you pointing? Are you pointing out the roof? What should I do?
Says,
Okay,
let's
all credit.
Okay, could you move back 1 second? Over here, Vatam Sheets Rikhu Loma Yitzio Shabbos, Loma Achnos Shabbos. Oh, right? Yeah.
Where?
No.